on page Reis Sadik Gimel, the end of the sefer is very appropriate. The end of the sefer is Tmimus. There's no real good translation for the word Tmimus. It's been alternatively translated as innocence, pureness, naivete, perfection. It's a Jewish word. There's no word for it in any other language. Tmimus. It's the end of the sefer. The Perek Zeh, page Reis Sadigim. The Perek Zeh, Shu Ha'achon B'Sefreinu Zeh, which is the last one in the sefer, Na'amayt Al-Nakuda Naisefes, Yisaydis Ma'ayt, which is going to spend a little bit of time on a very basic Nakuda, Shebiladeha Adam Eina Masugul La'agia Laskalas B'Bayi Olam. Without this Nakuda, all the other avodah doesn't work, and one cannot become truly connected to the Bayir Elam Tokadosh Baruch Hu. B'noyik Shaba Elam L'chol Adam Yeishnon She'elois Kimat B'chol Tchum Me'achayim. It's the way of the world that every person has questions in every area of life. Of course, the most horrible question, the one for which there's no answer, is why did such a Holocaust befall the Jewish people? Why is it that this person, Pliny, that he suffers from terrible tsaros? But the other guy, I don't see that he lives a beautiful life. I don't see that this one's better than that one. How come this person's only tzaras and the other person's has a good life? Yeshnam oid kama v'kama devarim shuhulay meivin. Each person has many, many questions. U'metayich kach oimed v'shoyim. And because of this, he asks, Loma kach, why is it this way? V'loma acheres, why is it that way? She'ela, the very concept of question, a she'ela, a question. Perusha she'yeshnam dvarim she'embrum la'adam. What it means is that other things in life, everything else in life, I understand. And I have a question regarding certain things. Each one of us would write down on a paper, these are questions that we have, meaning that the other things in life, I understand. It's clear to me. Means the other things I understand, but this I don't understand. Therefore, regarding that which is clear to him, he doesn't have any question. What's unclear to him, he asks. The truth is that you don't really have to divide between those things that you understand that have a period after them and those things that you don't understand that have a question mark. The emphasis is you can make one big question mark, make a simen she'ela echad gadol on all of creation, on everything that exists. You can make a question mark. You can make one question and one answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol oimel adam. This is the, you're asking a question, one question, and the Baruch Shalom's answer is, Al tishal she'elos. Don't ask questions. That's the Baruch Shalom's answer. Don't ask questions. Pshuta kamashmo. That's not a cute thing that he's saying. Pshuta kamashmo. Really, there's one question. You could put everything into one question, and there's one answer. Whatever your question is, which we'll talk about in a minute, it's the same question, and there's only one answer to that question. Now, by Pesach we say, but Pesach ha'mahalachu she'shoilim she'elos. What we see on Pesach we ask questions. It's a mispasha, ki yishalach ha'mincha. He asks questions. The Pesach, Mahalachu Shalom Shalos. Yesh bo shaylas. There are questions. V'yesh negam tshuvas al shaylas eilu. There are questions, and in the Haggadah, there are answers. It's hard to understand exactly what the answers are, but there are answers, and we have, that's why every year we buy some new Haggadahs. We're still trying to get the answers. But certainly, there are questions. The Pesach is different. Why? See, Tisha B'Av, we don't have questions. The whole Tisha B'Av is a question, but we don't have in the Seder of Tisha B'Av questions. Yirmiyahu Navi asks, but we don't have in our Avoda, with the exception of Pesach, questions. Why is Pesach different? Because Pesach hu Rosh HaRosh Shal HaMe'adah. Pesach is the beginning of all Yom HaTovim. Pesach is when we became Hashem's people. It's the beginning, it's the start. V'chein t'chilas avaydas adam b'nuyah b'dayah klal asha'ilas b'irun. The same way when a Baal Tshuva comes to you, the beginning of his avaydah is obviously filled with questions. When one starts one's journey, there are many questions. And it's natural, therefore, that the beginning of Klal Yisrael, which is Pesach, which is Rosh Kol HaMe'adahs, it's natural that at the beginning there are questions. That's the beginning of one's avaydah. See, children, some more than others, I have one of my grandsons. It makes no difference what you say to him. He always says, why? He says, why? No matter what you say, why? So I said, what do you, why? And my father was living. He said, that was you the same way. When you were little, everything was why. My father says, Akasha, why? Akasha. But that's at the beginning of one's avaydah. It's natural to ask questions. Achasoyv shalamai adam hu purim. The last yontif of the year is Purim, right? Counting, of course, from Nissan, from Pesach. Adar is the end of the year. We don't feel like that because we're on the Rosh Hashanah Tishrei calendar. But the emes is, HaChodesh is Elachem is this parasha. So, Rishon Lecham Chodesh Hashanah is Nissan. So the last yontif of the year is Purim. So by Purim, will Purim Chsoif Shalom Adam Upurim, Upurim Hu Begematria She'ela. It's interesting, I never said this anywhere. Purim is the exact gematria of the word question. But there's not, well, we don't ask any questions on Purim. Purim is just the opposite. Purim is what? Ad Le'ada. Purim is to drink Ad Le'ada. But Arham, the biggest question in the world is, how come in the world is Arham and there's Baruch Mordechai? Like, why is there in the world good and evil, right? That's the question. It's the same question as the Holocaust. Why is there Haman? And in Purim, the Avoid of Purim, which is the end of the year, is the Nokashas. Now the Gematria of Purim is Sha'ela, question. It's the biggest question. But there was a person that wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. It's a Kasha. But it's interesting, at Purim, the Avoid is Davke, Chomeshkan Kashas. You drink, and when you drink, like it says, the Chazal say, but when a person drinks, everything becomes flat. Like their mountains, their buildings, everything becomes no kashas. Mechias Amalek means, Amalek is the gematria suffix, as we spoke of many times. And the removal, the elimination of Amalek means that there's no kashas, there's no questions. So the beginning of one's avaydah is questions, Pesach. The end of one's avaydah is Purim, and Purim, the no kashas. Why? Because when one goes further and further in his avodas Hashem, beginning with Pesach, and then he goes, continues along his journey. When he enters deeper into the avod, and he's yearning to reach the nekuda of emes, he has to understand one thing, and it becomes clear to him. Bebriya loy shoyalim lama. In this world, we don't ask a question. Lama, why? Amadua. Sholim rak ma. We only ask what? Meaning, ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in anani. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in anani. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? There's a beautiful, beautiful Maimon from Soloveitchik Zechatzak of Rochel. In English, it's called Fate and Destiny. And there, Rabbi Yoshe Ber distinguishes between what he calls the man of destiny and the man of fate. And he says, this was what he spoke about after the Holocaust. And it's his response to the Holocaust. And so everybody's waiting here. What's the biggest genius in the world going to say about the Holocaust? No. Rabbi Yoshe Ber, other Rabbi, say something. I'm from a teretz, right? You have a good teretz, Rabbi Yoshe Ber. He's a very smart Jew. You have a good teretz. So Rabbi Yoshe Ber's response to the Holocaust was, it's not a kasha. We don't ask a kasha. In other words, the question is not the question of the man of fate. The question is the man of destiny. Not why did this happen? This happened. The question is now, what does God want from me now that this has happened? That's called the man of destiny. It's a long maimer. It's very, very beautiful. The man of destiny is not asking the question of us, why? Why did this happen? The man of destiny only asks, what does the Baruch Hu want from me? That's his question he lives with. And that ties into, of course, which he does, it ties into the Isha Halacha, the man of Halacha, Rav Soloveitchik's model of the ideal Jew. But the man of Halacha's question is always, what does the Baruch Hu want from me? What am I supposed to do? Not why, but what? Adam Tzorach Rach Ladas, page Reish Tzadik Dal. Mayhi Havayda Mutelas Alav. This goes against our modern sensibilities, obviously. This is very, very hard. And this requires a tremendous amount of emuna and a tremendous amount of anivus, humility, and tmimus, which is the midah we're talking about in this parak, tmimus. Says in the parasha, "Kilo neida ma navad is Hashem ad be'enu shama." Right? We don't know. We don't know what we're going to. Power wants that. So, what are you doing with this God? It's lo neida manasa. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lo neida manasa ad be'enu shama." We don't know until we get to the place. So I saw that the tzaddik of Arul, Roth, the first tzaddik from Tal Desire, the Arul, Susa Yelena said, "Vanachnu lo neida." So we don't. Because we don't know anything. We're not going to learn either. We don't know anything. So, what are you supposed to do? So this is ma nasa. Ma is v'nachnu ma, means humility. Means, like Moshe and Aaron said, v'nachnu ma. What are we? We don't know. So the tzaddik said, v'nachnu lo neida. We don't know. We don't understand. So what's our avodah? Ma nasa. Ma, that's always our question. What does the Baruch Hu want me to do? Ma nasa. With humility. V'nachnu ma. Ma nasa. That's what we're going to do. Ad be'en l'shama. Till we get to Yerushalayim. Till we get to Mashiach. That's our avodah. V'nachnu lo neida. Ma nasa. That's what we do. Ma. That's the only thing we could ask. Is ma nasa. What does the Baruch Hu want for me? Manas, Abba Enusha. When you come to Mashiach, there'll be explanations, answers, whatever that is. But until that time, Anachla Neda Manas, Abba Enusha. Odom Surah Rakla Das, Mahi Avaida Mutelus Alav. Person has to only know, what's his Avaida? What is it that I have to do? But the question, or answering this question, why did the Baruch Hashem tell me to do this? Why did the Baruch Hashem give me this mitzvah? Why did he tell me to do this? Why I shouldn't do that? Or why did Hashem's Baruch do something to me? Why this happened? Why that happened? It's bechlal not the inyan of a person. There are two deep reasons why it's bechlal not an inyan for a person to ask these questions. Hasiba Rishonihi, the first reason, Ki sof kol sof Adam hu nivra v'kadosh baruch hu bayrei. The bottom line is, the Baruch Shalom is the creator, and we are created. V'nivra enenim l'suga l'havin klum mehabriya. The one that was created can't understand anything from the Bria, from creation. He's part of that. Tvarim k'mashman. It's a simple pshat. Ein lano afilo haschala shal hasaga bebriya. We don't even have the beginning of hasaga, of understanding the Bria, creation. Mimela hanisayin lahavin is maisek adesh baruch hu. Mimela. Any attempt that is made to try to understand Maisek HaDesh Baruch Hu, what the Baruch Shalom is doing, Etzem HaMachshav Al Kach, the very fact that the person is trying to figure it out, Mar Al Shiflus HaShel HaNivra, it demonstrates, it proves, it reveals the Shiflus, the smallness of the Nivra. Shul Chayshiv Shuhum Soga Lahavim, because the Nivra thinks that he's able to understand. You know how we feel when a little child asks us, why did you have to do this, or why can't it be that way? So we explain, it's a whole hesbah, and the child's not going to understand. And we look at that as being ridiculous, that this three-year-old thinks he knows better, thinks he understands. He's not masugal to understand. It's impossible to understand anything. We can't understand, why do I have to wash my hands? And why do I have to learn Torah? Even though there's a tremendous amount written on both subjects, on the meaning of washing one's hands, until Sidai, and on the subject of Talmud Torah, there's tons of stuff written about it. But the reason that we do these things, that we wash, we learn Torah, and so on and so forth, the reason is because we were told to do it. All the other things can enrich, can intensify the experience, and so on. But the reason of, it's not a, if you could hear 10 explanations, 20 explanations of why you wash your hands, either negelvas or before you eat, everybody knows that especially that inyan of washing the hands before you have bread, that even after you learn the entire sugya, you walk away with a little feeling of, okay, why? It's no Beis HaMikdash. So meher yibana HaMikdash, because even then, we're not talking about kodshim, so we're talking about chulim, and I'm not a kohen b'chlal. I mean, it's so vite, it's so far. That's why you see the tzaddikim, that they always said that it's a test to see if a person has a munah pshuta, to see how he washes his hands for eating. If he only washes a little bit. Because it's a very difficult, far removed from reality type of an inyan. So why do we wash our hands? After hearing all the explanations, it's not 100% clear. And the emes is that the reason we wash our hands is because the Baruch Shalom told us to. And here brings a famous example.
Is that a little a danger, though, of doing somebody doing, let's say, like Alan Fisher dying, and it ends up that they're doing it by rote?
So that's why it always has to be like the Baal Shem Tov said, Ein Kilo Kena, and then Mi Kilo Kena, right? In other words, as long as the person knows the reason that I'm washing my hands is because the Baruch Shalom tells me to. But I want to be able to, not in order to do this, to know why, but I want to strengthen my kashas to the mitzvah and my feeling for it. So I want to learn the inyan of Amitil Sedai. But not in order to verify my observance of the mitzvah or to confirm that this is a chashuv thing. Which is why I explained it so many times, why the tzaddikim, Many of the tzaddikim were against the whole inyan of talking about tamei hamitzvahs as if that's the reason for the mitzvah. The avayda is an avayda because the Baruch Shalom told me to do it. That I can understand deeper inyan. It's beautiful to learn into the inyan, but that's not why. And that's the difference. And it's important to learn because that of course that makes it something which doesn't become like rote. But it's not a question of why. If all that I learned about it is Tulsi Adayim, my question is why. Chazal Shalom is the famous example. Lama Tarikin Rosh Hashanah. So Chazal, the Gemara is, why do we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Umeshivin Lama Tarikin Rachman Amar Tiku. It's a famous Gemara. It's a wonder, why is it that the Gemara doesn't ask this or answer it this way with other mitzvahs? That's a big Torah in the meaning of what Rosh Hashanah is. But the Gemara's question is, why do we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara's answer is, why do we blow it? Rachmana Amar Tiku, because it says in the Torah to blow the shofar. That's the answer. Rachmana Amar Tiku. As the Baruch Shem says, to blow the shofar. Klema Ein She'el Lama Taikim Rosh Hashanah. This is not a kasha, why do you blow? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar L'Tkayim. Hazaleinu L'Tkayim. B'li L'Shel She'el, stop asking questions. Don't ask questions. Rachmana Amar Tiku. Period. HaMaskana Efei Achasi. The maskana of this is one. Nivra le'mevin shum dava. A nivra that was created, a human being, doesn't understand anything. Hadova hayochid shebichalteinu lahavin hi. There's one thing we can't understand. Ma anachnu tzrichim la'aseis. Ma nasa. That we could understand. Ma. What we have to do. Baruch Hashem, we have a Shulchan Aruch. Lakayim tayag mitzvahs deraisa. 603 mitzvahs deraisa. 7 mitzvahs derabbanan. 7 mitzvahs derabbanan. Shapret adinim, all the demon, menhagim, and so on. Chutz mizeh, ein lanu shum evsharus lahavin es machshavta shel Bar Yisburach. Besides that, we are completely, completely incapable of understanding the Baruch Shalom's thoughts. Avaydas adam ba'esak ha-tayrihi lahavin es mashu mesuga lahavin. A person's avaydah in learning Torah is to try to understand what he's able to understand. Achim kolzos, like I said before, of course you should learn. Of course we understand. But im kolzos olav lahavin, the person must understand shuhu loy meivin es atzmusa shel Torah, that you haven't gotten to the bottom of it. And that's not why. You learn, and it's good, and you understand more, but you still don't understand why. Okay. So why should I bother learning? If I'm never going to get to the bottom of it, I'm never going to get to the oimek, to the depths, so why should I continue learning? Very sadik pei. Hatshuvihi. Hashem oma lumai. That's the answer is, it's not a kasha. The Baruch Shem said, you should learn Torah. If Hashem would have told us, Tispur Mevoke Ad Laila, that I want you to count from morning till night, 1, 2, 3, 4, to see how far you get. Vekach, I mean, to people outside of us, they look at us like this. They look at us like crazy people. That we think that God told us to do funny things, and then we do these things. If the Baruch Shem would have said to us that he wants us to count, and that's our invite every day, to count, 1, 2, 3, 4, Kach b'mesha kol yom tisper v'tisper, each day to count. Actually, t'gil nisper kol shu, till you reach a certain number every day. V'oz tuchal aleches lishon, and then only then are you allowed to go to sleep after you reach the number. Im hayet zivu kezeh ma'abari, if there would be such a mitzvah from Hashem, ze bidiyuk ma'asha yinu tzichem lasis. That's exactly what we would have to do. If there would be such a mitzvah, that's what we would do. Tish'al. Ma'yetz ha'kodesh baruch hu m'kash, then you could ask a kash. What does the Baruch Shalom gain by me sitting here and counting? I don't know. Avlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, the Baruch Shalom told me, Ani Ais, I do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alay Amar Lona Lispa Mivekad Vadev. The Baruch Shalom never gave such a mitzvah to count from morning to night. See, I remember this, we just have for a minute to count. But we don't have such an inyan to count. Even then, to outside people, it looks crazy. It's a whole avoda. I should get Shemus Oisim to Lispa. And to count a yom and echad yom, shnei yom line was said. Achu kein sivanu, no my Torah, but the Baruch Shem has commanded us to learn Torah, the kai mitzvahs, to keep the mitzvahs. Kevin shakach, and because of that, harenu oisem zais, we do it. That's why we do it. My Yetzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Shem learned them. What does the Baruch Shalom get from the Torah that I learned? Especially you feel, I learned so many things and I don't remember them. Half hour later, you ask me, I don't know what I learned. I don't know. The next day, I don't even remember if I learned it or not. So what does the Baruch Shalom get from this? Mainly you could say, if I'm a preacher, so I learned something so I could teach other people. I'm not a teacher. I'm sitting there by the Daf Yomi, I'm listening to this, I'm like, so what does the Baruch Shalom get for me? Hearing this Gemara, if I live to be well, the next cycle, maybe I'll see it again. And I won't even remember ever hearing it before. So people tell me from the Daf Yomi, I never remember. It's like, well, it's a new thing, completely new. Because I never chazed it, so it's only the second time, 14 years later, 7 years later, whatever. So what does the Baruch Shalom get from the mitzvah that the Torah that we're learning, the mitzvahs that we're doing? Zemamish leimishanulam. The Torah is, it's not a kasha. It doesn't make a difference. Even this one to talk about, it doesn't make a difference. And then musugam lahavin beemes the shemat zarech lematar. Even after you learn what the Svarim say about how much happens when you learn Torah. Gevaldigi and Yonamat taking place when a Jew learns Torah. But that's not why I learn. And the emes is that a human being can't understand, and we don't know the underlying shares of that mitzvah that we should learn. There's one thing the Baruch Hashem asks of us. Tishmu mashani oimer. Listen to what I'm telling you. V'tasu and do what I'm telling you. Hatshuva ashni. That's one explanation. That's one. That's not my inyan. I could never understand. I don't understand what the inyan is, and that's not my inyan. Hatshuva ashni. The second answer is kol rega. V'chol koyach shenimtza ba'adam, every moment. And any koyach that's in a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nota ayisoy bay, the Baruch Shalom gave us that moment, each one of us that moment, and the koyach, amenashi yuchal avad ayisoy, in order to serve him. K'shodim es asik v'shailas, when a person gets himself involved and busy with asking questions, lo makach, v'lo machers, why was it like this, and why is it not like that, why is it like that? He's poshut taking the time and the koiches hanefesh and the koiches of his thinking, of his intellect, shenitu ba that the Baruch Hashem gave us. And you're investing, you're using the time and your energy in a way that the Baruch Hashem does not want us to use our time and energy by asking these questions. It's a waste of time. Every moment of life is precious. And the Baruch Hashem gave us that moment to serve him, and he gave us the koyches and nefesh to serve him, and I'm wasting, instead of doing that, what am I doing? I'm asking kashas. If you have a job that you give your child, and it has to be done in a half hour because you're doing something else, and it has to be taken care of, and your child stands there asking you, why do I have to do this? Why is it like this? Why is it like that? He said, just be quiet. Just do what I'm telling you to do. You have to do it. You're wasting time. You have a certain amount of time, and you have certain kaiches, and you're standing here asking me kashas. Mr. Baruch Shalom doesn't want you to use your time and your energy for asking kashas. Period. He doesn't want us to do that. The Baruch Shalom never commanded us to understand why. He never gave us any avoid that we're supposed to understand why. He told us, do. This is what I want you to do. Rachman Amar. This is what I want you to do. Mukshadam Shal Habe Shailas. When you stand around, when a person stands around asking questions, a lot of questions, he's taking his time. Ves Kaichaisev and his Kaichas. Hayakarmi Paz, that are more precious than gold. He's wasting. I'm not Narishkai. Ultimately, it's Narishkai because of the first thing, because he can't understand. Nimsim came. Sheishlan Shtei Sibas Kloli is the two general reasons. Lama Loy Lishal Shailas. Why not to ask Shailas? Aleph. Ki Ef Shal Kabal Chuvas. Because there are no real answers.
Are we talking about Shailas and the other thing doubt, or Shailas that people want to understand a little bit more?
Again, if the person is keeping the mitzvah what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him. And the question is not a t'nai, not in order for me to keep this, but the question is only a question of how I could put more devekis, more koiches in, then that's a good question. But here we're talking about asking a question to explain, to rationalize, as a condition for my doing this. I need to understand why. And that's absurd. Ki'ef shlokabal tshuvas. Because there's really no answer that a nivra could understand. Shekhan Adam ben Tamusa, human being who's mortal, ena mesuga lahavin lahasig v'sichle tshuvas eilu. He's not capable of understanding. The boyre, a nivra can't understand the boyre. Beis, ki kreches and nefesh v'zman mugbalim. Because our kreches and nefesh and our time are limited. V'tzarech l'natzlam l'yeyud shalamanu nitna. And we have to use our time and our kreches for the purpose that it was given to us. Called rega v'rega tzarech liyos mufna l'avaydus habari. Every moment of life has to be a moment of avaydus Hashem. From habari l'yitziva l'ayna l'isha l'shaylus. The Baruch Hu didn't command us to ask questions except Pesach night. And that's the beginning of our avoid and to strengthen our connection to the answers. Mele aims of the same, Lishol Shailas. It's not our avoid to ask Shailas. He didn't tell us to do that, so that means it's not part of our curriculum. It's not part of the work. Reish Sadik Vav. Yediyah Soid is of this basic Yediyah. Einem and Advarim Shashemo is some Pamachas. It's not something that if you hear it one time, kultum is some vidai, that you've absorbed it, vidai, and that's enough. Even though it sounds pretty straightforward and simple, just by hearing this once is not enough. So any idea shall seichel, because it's like everything else we've been learning, it's not a idea of seichel. Eli idea shall leif, it's a matter of the heart feeling this and knowing this. Is sichla yochel ha'adam ladaz, shul lo yochel ha'adam. Your intellect could tell you. But the truth is, you can't understand this. The gamla das shalat sarchlav, and you could also your seichel tells you, I don't need to understand this. I can't understand this, and I don't have to understand it. And the Baruch Hu doesn't tell me to understand it. I will believe by pnima reish tadigvav. But in your heart, halev hu lev evan, the heart is of stone. Who tevei calls manavon, and he wants to understand. The heart still wants to understand. So it's not enough just to say to oneself, what's the tachlis? I'll never understand anyway, and the Baruch Hu doesn't want me to use my time and my kreiches to ask these questions. So there's no tachlis. And even though you know that and you're saying it, but that doesn't mean that inside of you, you feel how unnecessary it is, ad kidei kach, that I don't have kashas. I don't have questions. The questions are not questions. It's a very big avoda. This is the avoda of tmimus. To memvatal this chukah, this natural need that a person has to understand everything. Avatal chukah zulahavin. This need to understand. Vagam she'etzem mahus halev zu ha'havana. Even though the heart, by its very nature, seeks understanding. But a person needs to understand and to feel that the only thing that I need to understand are those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's bothering my child right now? And so on and so forth. That's all. The Baruch Hu gave the heart the ability to understand. And he told us when to use that koyach of Lev Maven. Maven is beyond that. Ein shum tzarech lahavin klum. There's no need to understand anything. There's no need to understand anything. Kol nisayin lahavin is hanhogas habayrei. Any attempt to understand how the Baruch Hu fears the Welt, how he runs the world, this mahalchav bebriya, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu guides all of creation, etzem haratzon lahavin ukvar beged in the filah. Even that rotzen, that desire to understand, is itself already a nefila. It means a failure. It's already a nefila. It's already falling. Afal pishim atzonu b'svar makadoshim harbei hasberim v'harbei havanas amahal chayabari. But how could that be? You look in the svar makadoshim, and there are thousands, millions of explanations for what's going on, what the Baruch Hashem does in the world. And even in the Bilvavi svar, there are all kinds of explanations and discussions. V'harbei havanas amahal chayabari, how the Baruch Hashem runs the world. Aleinu l'das shehem kosev v'zoyis, all of these things that are written rak avur adam shadayin lezoch lesakin his asma. All of these things are written for a person who has not yet reached the madrega where he's masakin himself, where he's fixed the situation himself, where he's come to a place of who he needs to be. All of these are before that. Adam kezer, such a person, like a person who's beginning, and who's, you can't tell a person, somebody's coming, he's not a firm person, and he's coming, and he wants to talk to you about Yiddishkeit, and you can't tell him this is what we're learning. There's no kashas, just do it. It's ridiculous. Because that person is not yet in a place of emunah. And therefore, we have to use all kinds of explanations and svarim and things, and svaris to explain why that were taught to us by Chazal and by the Kadmainim, to explain to the person. But that's all because the person is not yet in a state, is not yet in a place where there's a tikkun. And then, as the person is explaining to that individual, it can be very, very uncomfortable to discover that you don't know yourself any of these things. So the person comes to ask you, why this, why that? And you don't have answers, and you don't know why. And that you could see that as being a pagam in yourself, this is something terrible about me that I don't know, but the emes is, it could be a pagam if you're a shallow, superficial person, but if you're a mammon, it doesn't mean that your avoid is an empty, God forbid, avoid. It just means that you were raised with a munna, and that you're doing things that you're supposed to be doing, and you never met this potential Baal Tshuva who's asking things from Aleph, and it can be very, very eye-opening, but it should not, God forbid, cause a person to feel chalila, that he's not a mammon, or to think that he's not a yid, God forbid, because he doesn't know the answers to these questions, or he never thought of the questions. Tavka. Although it's important to strengthen one's emunah and to learn these inyanim, and by explaining to other people and having to learn it, the person's mischazik, of course. But the shayrish of one's emunah is not a question at all. So all of these things that are found in the svarim are only avur adam shadayim lezarch lesakin his atzman. Who could say that we masakin ourselves? That's what we need to learn this svarim. Adam kazeh, such a person, imlay nazbelay, if we don't explain to him, the nagi es libank, and to calm down his heart, libo yisnag the mahalkim shalabar, there'll be hisnagdis, his heart will stand in opposition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need, therefore, to talk to him and to say to him true things that were revealed to us in the Torah. But it's never really getting to the bottom of things, but to explain what we're able to, what was taught to us by Chazal and the Tzaddikim, in order that this person's heart becomes softer and more able, more ready to be makabel than Hagas HaBari. But the tachlis of all of that is to come to a madrega where the person doesn't have to understand.
So Da'am al-Hashir is not for the person, himself. It's just that to be able to answer for the other person. So.
Yeah. The truth is, Da is Malahash. The real tachlis is the answer of Ma. Ma is, we don't know. Da Ma Shatoshiv Lapikaris. The only thing is Lapikaris is a Balgaiv, and he doesn't want to hear that. So we have to give him all kinds of svaras. But Da, the truth is, in the end, the tachlis is to bring a person to a madrega, like I said before, V'nach Loineda Ma Nasa. V'nachnu Ma. I don't know. He has in there the answer to the kasha. You don't. Everybody knows that after you go fight in the Haggadah, the Avodah Meglul Par Mitzrayim, it's not so sick of all the Gittarites. All the kashas. That's where the Nibinu Haggadah is. And the question of Chometz HaMatzah is, why is there good and evil in the world, right? Why is it good people aside from the bad people have it good? That's the question. The man nishtana halayla is galus, this long night, chometz and matzah, mor shayyarkis, bitterness and shaykos. He can answer. The Egyptians embittered our lives. When you read the psukim afterwards, the drashas, vayimor v'schayim. So therefore, we eat more. But any person with a little bit of intelligence is like, why is there so much bitterness in our history? Well, they have to give us so much more. So at that point, they say, be quiet, we're going to eat already soon. Stop asking the kashas. The emphasis is that ma is itself the answer. Ma nishtana. Da ma. That's really the answer, is it's not a kash. The answer to the apikars is ma. Your job is not to understand why, your job is to know ma. Ma nasa, what do I need to do? That's all. But inside each and every one of us, there's, like the Kotsky said, there's a little apikars that's waiting for answers. And it has kashes. If you see by the side of the din in the Mishnah is that even if a person sits by himself, he asks the kashas. They're asking a kasha. There's no one else in the room. God forbid the person's alone for Pesach. He also has to ask Manishtan Alalas. Who's he asking? What? Because they understand that inside of a person himself, they're kasha. It's not just that the child has a kasha. So myself, I have a kasha. That's why according to Arizal, after the children ask, you ask also Manishtan. You don't just let the children ask, but you're also supposed to ask Manishtan after everybody else asks. Because the one who's leading the Seder should say Manishtan Alalas. And that's what the B'dit Shiva said, which I've mentioned many times over the years, that what the B'levi Tzav B'dit Shiva said just a little while ago. I said that the kasha is four kashas. I have much more than four kashas. It's only four kashas, so I have many more than four kashas. It's 4 million kashas, but none of them are a kasha if you help me to understand in a very clear way that my life, every moment of my life, is l'man chelokim chai. It's just to serve you. That's what the B'dit Shiva said. If you don't feel that, then one kasha is too much of a kasha. If you do feel it, then 4 million kashas are not kashas. That's what B'dit Shiva is saying. That I need to be mischazik in that emunah pshuta, that it's l'man chelokim, that everything is to serve you, and that I'm just an evan. And if that's the case, then four kashas, 4 million kashas. There are many more than four kashas. These are the biggest kashas Jew could think of, is chometz and matzah. Mesubim and in mesubim. That's a kasha. All of your kasha. Obviously, each one of those kashas is corresponds to the four elements. There are four kashas and there are four elements. It's a big Indian. Those four kashas are not just about leaning and mara and stuff. So there are four types of questions. And which the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about. It includes all questions. And those four questions are all possible questions. And the teretz is, Avodah Mayinu. The power from Mitzrayim, that we were servants of Paro, Reitzin Hashem, and now we became Avdei Hashem. And what does an Eved do? He does what he's told. That's it. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is Avodah Mayinu, the power from Mitzrayim, Reitzin Hashem. So we used to be Avdei Paro, and now we're Avdei Hashem. And a human being could ask kashas. On the Bari Olam, an Eved doesn't have what to ask. That's really the answer of Avodah Mayinu. That's really the answer of what I mean. The Idach Zil Gemara, the rest is commentary on that. Vayetzinu Hashem. Vilo haitzeg Hashbaruch Hu Sabu Seinim Mitzrayim. Anu Mishneinu B'nebeneinu Mishabonim Parah Mitzrayim. We'd be Avodim to Parah. But we're not Avodim to Parah now, we're Avodim to the Bari Olam. That means there's no Parah in the world anymore that can make a Jew into his Eved. As the Sfarim say, that's why it's called Cheres Olam. So Sam Shul said he can explain. And the Jew from that time is free. Free from what? Free from kashas. It doesn't mean free from Paro. There have been worse people than Paro since Paro. Hitler and Mashmo was worse. So, the worst people than Paro. So, what makes me free from? I'm free from the kashas. and free from. That's why it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Avodah Kosh is Dakushya. That the slavery of Egypt, Avodah Kosh, was Dakushya, was Kashya, asking questions. That's the worst slavery, Dakashya. To ask a Kashya. It's Avodah Kosh, Dakashya. A person that has kashas, he could be working for the nicest boss in the world, and his life is unhappy. A person who doesn't have kashas, he's a slave to power, but he's free. That's what it means. That chayrus olam is free from the kashas, and to have complete and total bittul takad, to be totally bittul takad shabaruch hu, that be yitzim Hashem. And now we're not avodim the power, avde Hashem. That's the meaning of Pesach, what changes Pesach. So Ma'andishtana is no longer a question. It's like the Svarim say, Ma'andishtana, ooh, wow, how different it is. Ma'andishtana, not a kasha, Ma'andishtana, but Ma'andishtana. Like Eichnishtana, ooh, it's so different. But the Tzaddikim say, Ma'andishtana. When a person's in a place of Ma, Anachnu Ma, Bittl, Ma'achal Elena, Ma'anaseh, so then, it's not a kasha ma'anishtan, it's a pelu, wow, ma'anishtan, like this, gee, ma'anishtan. Not because it's a kasha, but it's a pelu, it's an amazing thing, ma'anishtan, like this, ma'anishtan, it's so different from other times, ma'anishtan. But the tzaddikim say, from the Chassam Sofer, that, as they say, that there was an anacle that asked him, How come Pesach he say Ma'anishtan, and Sukkot he don't ask Ma'anishtan? Sukkot is a stranger sitting in a hut outside the house. So Pesach he asking Ma'anishtan because of what? Because he puts his finger in the water. But Sukkot is a kasha. What am I doing over here? And there's no kashas. So they said the Chassam Sofer, his answer was that a yid is sitting, the yid is thrown out of his home and sitting in a cold room. In a broken heart, he says that's not a kasha. That's what Jews have always seen. But that a Jew sitting by the Seder with silver dishes and delicious food and everything is warm and wonderful, so that's a kasha. That's what he said. That's a kasha. He says that's a kasha. Sukkah is nishkan kasha. Sukkah is, you know, thrown out of the house. It's not a kasha for a Jew. But that it's good. It's a kasha. Ma'anishtan. Until Purim. And Purim is adli yoda, is no kasha. It's nafkimin, it's homin, it's mordechai, it's ben arham lebaruch mordechai. So he says, so all of this at the beginning, when you're explaining to somebody, all these svarim, all these explanations are to help a person, and to calm a person, and so on. In order that his heart, otherwise his heart, libo yisnag lemahalchem shalabari, the heart is fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the heart wants to understand. And you can't go further. You can't tell a person the beginning of his Avodah. Obviously, none of us have reached the tachlis of our Avodah, so we still need to understand and to learn and so on. But you can't tell a person the beginning of his Avodah, just do what you're told and be quiet. Unless the heart is able to absorb and to understand and to connect to something, a person can't go further in his Avodah. Therefore, b'tchilas haderech, we understand that the beginning of one's derech, which is the meaning of Pesach, havaydi lahazbir lelev, the heart needs some explanations. K'mayishu b'Pesach, shaylum shaylus v'adim tshuvas. Like Pesach, there are questions and answers. Hatzorech lahavin, sh'ein zu hamatara. That's not the tachlis. Elohim rakhem tsoim, these are only means of hargaz halev, of soothing and calming the heart, b'derech avodoso, to continue on in its avoda. Adam yochel l'shtamish im yidiyas mitach svarim elu ketshuvas al sheilas mesiyamas. So he could use these to help him out. He reads in the svarim different answers. Yon lama karadavis kazeh, why does this happen? So you learn the Ramchal, you learn derech Hashem, tells you this, hashgacha pratis, yilgulim, and so on and so forth. Zeh tikkun al chet ploni, why this happened? Because that's a tikkun for this chet. Why this sad thing happened to that person? Zatikin al Gilgul Akaidim, because he learned in his Gilgulim that it must be that it's a tikkun for something that I did in an earlier Gilgul Seder. Again, not that those things are not true, not that we don't have a Messiah of these things, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to do these. The tachlis is not to ask why the Baruch Shalom do it. Why the Baruch Shalom? Why did this happen? Why is it like this? Why is it like that? Again, you'll never understand completely, and it's using your kaiches and your time in a way that the Baruch Shalom doesn't want you to use it. If a person has a question, why was I punished? Why did I have to go through this bad thing? And unless he gets a good answer that he's being that the reason he suffered this punishment, why does he have sores on his tongue because he spoke lashon hara, or why because he had an earlier gilgal you were a big baal lashon hara. So now, if this person didn't have these answers, either that he spoke lashon hara and he could relate to that, or that an earlier gilgal he was a baal lashon hara and he could relate to that. And without those answers, hulay nirga, he wouldn't be calmed down, he wouldn't feel good, and he wouldn't be able to put on tefillin, or he would have a hard time davening. It means that he's lacking in his simple amun in Hashem. Say to you, it is an explanation. We know there's a midah keneged midah, so if your mouth is hurting, maybe you have to think about what you said. Okay. But if you need that in order to be able to go weiter, it means there's something missing in your avaydus abayri, in your amunah. Kila my nafkimila lama. What's the nafkimila? Why? Yeah, maybe it'll help you be more careful lashon hara. The tachlis of your avodah has to be careful lashon hara, whether your mouth hurts or your mouth doesn't hurt. But now that your mouth hurts, you could use this as a way. But if that's the reason, you know, it's the reason for you not speaking lashon hara is because you want to have better, oral hygiene or something, that's not one's avodah Hashem. That's serving yourself. That's because you want to feel good, not because you're an avodah Hashem. The answer is the Baruch Shalom did this, and he knows what he's doing. What difference does it make to you? What it's pile? That it fixes this, it fixes that, and it makes tikkunim in your neshama and the gilgulim and so on. What's the nafkim? Yochel adam lishal mani tzarech la'asos. A person can ask a good question. The question is, what should I do? That's a good question. Certain things happen to me, bad things. Maybe I can learn from this. Again, that's a good question. Zui Shaila. That's a good question. That's why I said from Soloveitchik. Okay, this happened to me. Why? I don't know. What can I do about them? And it was, what does the Rosh want me to do now? So beside that, I could say, I have bad sores in my mouth. I don't know why. I don't know why. Because I spoke Lashon Hara. I don't know why. But could be the Baruch Shalom is telling me, since we know there's an Indian Midah, can I get Midah, that what can I do? I can work on my dibber, I can work on my mouth. But Zuri, that's a good question. What can I do? What can I fix? That's a good question. Aval l'shayla loma bo leitzoros u'gevald, why did this happen to me, this sorrow? Ein mokim etzi Yehudi mamet, doesn't have a place by a Jew who's a mamet. Kol has bare maksuvim b'svarim akadoshim. All of the explanations that are found in the svarim, noydu rakadei lahargi es leiv adam, are only there to calm the heart of a person down. B'sach kadei mahalchi havayda, so he should be able to continue with his havayda. Avak shadim roitzel agil in the kud apnimis shel havayda. When a person wants to come to the inner nekud of his havayda, tachlas a yediyehi, like it says in the svarim, neida sheloi neida, to know that I don't know. V'achan loi neida. Kleim alahavin sheloi mesugel lahavin klum. To understand that he's not masugal, that he's simply incapable of understanding it anymore. Okay, we'll finish the parak. We'll finish the sefer next. Hopefully, we'll finish the sefer next week.